From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The Obama administration is welcoming Afghan President Hamid Karzai's decision to face a second-round runoff election. But Defense Secretary Robert Gates says it won't solve the problem of government corruption there.
I think that we need to be realistic that the issues of corruption and governance that we are trying to work with the Afghan government on are not going to be solved simply by the outcome of the presidential election. This is going to be a work in progress, an evolutionary effort, and we need to be realistic about that.
Gates spoke to reporters in Tokyo today at a joint news conference with his Japanese counterpart. Karzai decided to run after nearly a third of the ballots cast for him in the election 2 months ago were invalidated by a United Nations-backed complaints commission. On Capitol Hill, a bill to spare doctors a 20% cut to Medicare payments next year is hitting a roadblock. NPR's Julie Robner has more.
Senate Republicans say they agree that doctors shouldn't see their pay cut next year, but Republican leaders like Tennessee's Lamar Alexander are blasting Democrats for failing to offset the bill's estimated $245 billion 10-year cost.
We're coming to the first vote on health care reform, and what do the Democrats propose to do? They propose to raise the national debt $250 billion.
The Senate's number two Democrat, however, Dick Durbin, says Republicans are blocking the doctor pay bill to try to derail the bigger health overhaul bill to come.
It's another way to slow down the process and stop health care reform. That is what drives their caucus.
Groups representing both doctors and Medicare patients are furiously lobbying for the bill, but so far to no avail. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Northern California-based Sun Microsystems has announced plans to lay off about 3,000 employees because of delays in its purchase by the Oracle Corporation. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports.
The cuts representing 10% of Sun's workforce will take place over the next year. They'll be spread out among the company's global operations. The hardware and software manufacturer has been shedding employees in recent years because of declining revenues. The multi-billion-dollar deal with business software giant Oracle, announced earlier this year, was expected to be finalized this summer. Concerned as to how the merger could affect the software market, European regulators have been holding up the transaction. U.S. regulators have already signed off on the deal. Stuck in limbo, Sun has been taking a financial beating, reportedly losing $100 million a month. Analysts predict more layoffs if and when Oracle takes over Sun. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley.
Oil prices have fallen for a second day. By late afternoon in Singapore, benchmark crude for December delivery fell below $79 a barrel. From Washington, this is NPR News. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe has held a cabinet meeting despite a boycott by his political rival, Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai. Tsvangirai stayed away from the meeting to protest a senior party member's earlier detention on terrorism charges. Here's this report from NPR's Sofia Quist-Arkton.
A Zimbabwean presidential spokesman said Prime Minister Tsvangirai's decision to boycott government business, including cabinet meetings, would not be recognized until formal notice was given. So President Mugabe went ahead with the meeting without the Prime Minister and 13 ministers from Tsvangirai's Movement for Democratic Change. The move is a further indication that Zimbabwe's checkered power-sharing agreement is again in the doldrums. Tsvangirai says Mugabe's party is an unreliable and unrepentant political partner, which has treated his party with disrespect. The Prime Minister said his ministerial nominee, Roy Bennett, was being persecuted and not prosecuted. Bennett is awaiting trial, charged with terrorism and sabotage. Ofebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
A government watchdog is offering a mixed assessment of the $700 billion bailout of the financial industry. In a quarterly report scheduled for release today, Special Inspector General Neil Barofsky says the bailout played a major role in rescuing the economy over the last year, but that it also sparked anger and distrust. The report comes as President Obama attempts to refocus bailout efforts on small businesses and homeowners. He's set to announce a new initiative today to give smaller community banks greater access to bailout money. The move is designed to increase lending. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News from Washington.